That was a Japanese band called MNK Project doing Birthday Eve, recorded in 1985, but not released until 2021 as part of an anthology on FOAD Records. Prior to that, Debt Rag and Solar Shirt from their brand new album on Post-Present Medium called It Is Clear What's Going On. Before Debt Rag, we heard Lake of Dracula and Green Glassed Moves from their self-titled LP on Skin Graft, which came out in 1997. And at the start of the set was Lexicon from Brisbane doing Shame from their digital EP released in 2018. And next up is the Belgian post-punk band Chow Chow. The song is called No More of This.
Yeah. Final day in the life of Sid Vicious. In his 21 years of life, he had a shot at fame and fortune as one of the Sex Pistols, but drugs and death mixed in, and Sid Vicious is now dead. He was found this morning dead of an overdose of heroin, an apparent suicide. Only yesterday, the punk rock star was greeted by his mother when he was released by the New York City jail authorities, where he'd been staying on charges that he stabbed his girlfriend to death. Sid Vicious, his real name, John Simon Ritchie. He was English. He's dead today at the age of 21.
That was San Francisco's The Maggots doing 2279 from their Tammy Wynette 7-inch, originally from 1980, that got reissued back in 2006. Prior to that, the Terraplanes, part of the Animals and Men family tree. That was a song called Treasure of the Damned from some recordings that they did in 1982. Never officially released, but they're available on their Bandcamp as part of their Bristol 1982 recordings. Before that, Paranoia doing Shattered Glass from an LP of the same name, which came out in 1984. We also heard Noxzema from right here in Portland, where I'm currently recording this show. That was Sick from a brand new EP on the Raw Sugar label. And at the start of the set, we heard the Belgian band Chow Chow doing No More of This. And that was a demo that they recorded in 1983. I've got one more song to share with y'all, but before we get to that, some reminders. If you'd like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, you can do so by going to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can drop us a line via email at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have any music that you would like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, please send vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 USA. And on the subject of record reviews, if you have strong opinions about punk and punk adjacent music and you're good with deadlines and you might be interested in being a reviewer for Maximum Rock and Roll, please drop us a line for more information, which you can do at reviews@MaximumRockandRoll.com. And last but not least, Maximum Rock and Roll is entirely volunteer run, and we rely on donations to keep bringing you radio shows and reviews and everything else you need to be clued in to what's going on in the global world of punk. So if you'd like to help support what we're doing, you can send us a donation at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. My name's Erica Elizabeth. I'm going to leave y'all with a track from a Canadian artist just known as Emily. This is from a cassette that came out in 1984 called I've Got a Steel Bar in My Head on the Motomu label. This track is called Doomed to Fail. Thanks so much for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
CJSF 90.1 FM,
broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
So, my dear,
Are you up to date with your HIV testing? You gotta know your status for your next snag.
Cook-down, now.
Why not? HIV testing isn't shameful. It's just knowledge. And knowledge keeps us strong. Let's go together.
It's important to know your HIV status. For more information, visit startinghomefires.ca.